herzlich willkommen beim ersten KI-generierten Kunst-Podcast
Deep Dive Art. Wir sprechen über ein Werk, eine Künstlerin
oder einen Künstler.
Werke von überragender Bedeutung in der Kunstgeschichte.
Von der Renaissance und früher bis heute.
Immer kurz, immer fundiert, immer aber auch überraschend.
Wer uns hört, sieht anders auf die Werke.
Und in den Shownotes zu jeder Sendung gibt's weiterführende Links.
Zum noch schlauer werden.
Genau.
Aber jetzt geht's los.
Deep Dive Art.
Today, we're tackling something a little different.
Oh.
A deep dive into a single painting.
Okay.
My Bunky by Charles Schrae Vogel.
Interesting.
You might be thinking, a whole episode about one painting.
Yeah.
But trust me, this isn't just about pretty pictures. We're going beyond basic art appreciation, using some fascinating academic analysis
right.
to uncover what makes this piece so powerful and surprisingly
yeah.
how it still speaks to us today.
What's really interesting here is how My Bunky acts almost like a visual time capsule, offering a glimpse into the American West,
right.
while also tapping into these universal themes that right. resonate across generations.
Okay, so before we get all analytical,
sure,
I have to confess, my first reaction to this painting was pure cowboy movie.
Oh.
It's action-packed.
You
can practically feel the dust kicking up.
Wow.
And there's this intense sense of danger and camaraderie
yeah.
between the two figures. It immediately pulls you in.
It absolutely does. And that's not by accident. Schrae Vogel was a master of using what we call formal elements.
Okay.
Things like composition, color, and light.
Yeah.
To create that immediate impact and draw the viewer into the scene.
I see.
For instance, notice how he uses a diagonal composition.
Yeah.
The figures and that rearing horse create a diagonal line
okay.
that cuts across the canvas, giving the whole image
yeah.
a sense of dynamic energy and movement.
It's like a snapshot of a heart-stopping moment, almost like a frozen film scene.
Exactly. And that diagonal is balanced by the stable triangle
oh.
formed by the figures and the horse,
right.
anchoring the composition and giving it a sense of strength amidst the chaos.
Yeah.
It's like those cowboys are a united force,
yeah.
even in the face of danger.
And the colors. Those earthy browns and tans.
Yes.
With the cool blues and grays receding into the distance.
Uh-huh.
It's like you can feel the heat and the vastness of the landscape.
Absolutely. The color palette definitely sets the mood.
Right.
And emphasizes the action.
Okay.
Those earthy tones ground the figures in their environment.
Right.
While the cooler colors create depth
mm-hmm.
and make us feel the immensity of the space around them.
I see.
And then there's the way Schrae Vogel uses light.
Oh, the light is incredible.
Isn't it?
It's like a spotlight, highlighting the cowboys, making them the focal point against yeah. that dramatic background.
Yes. The lighting creates a sense of drama and depth, and yeah. it really emphasizes the bond between the two figures.
Oh.
They're literally bathed in light.
Wow.
Standing out against that vast, shadowy landscape. And have you noticed the incredible detail
yeah.
Schrae Vogel puts into his work? Every crease in their clothing,
right.
every piece of equipment, it's all meticulously rendered.
I see.
Take, for example, those leather fringes on their jackets.
Okay.
Each strand is individually painted.
Wow.
Adding to the realism and almost tactile quality of the scene.
Speaking of realism,
yeah.
I'm curious about the title, My Bunky.
Right.
It sounds almost affectionate.
Yeah.
Which seems a little odd considering the dangerous scene unfolding.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that word?
It's not odd at all when you understand the context. Bunky was cowboy slang for a close friend.
Okay.
Comrade you shared your bunkhouse with on the trail.
Right.
It signifies a bond forged through hardship and shared experiences.
I see.
A relationship built on trust and mutual dependence.
Yeah.
So the title already tells us a lot about the painting's core theme.
For sure.
Wouldn't you say?
It definitely points to that idea of camaraderie in the face of danger.
Uh-huh.
Like these guys aren't just facing this threat.
Right.
They're facing it together.
Exactly.
That word my in the title
yeah.
adds a layer of protectiveness and loyalty.
It does.
It's as if the cowboy in the foreground is saying, this is my friend and I've got his back no matter what.
Precisely. And that sense of loyalty and shared risk
right.
was absolutely essential to life in the Wild West.
Okay.
It was a harsh and often dangerous environment.
Yeah.
And survival depended on having someone you could trust.
Right. Someone who would literally ride into the fire with you.
Which makes me think about the horse.
Uh-huh.
It's not just a mode of transportation in this painting.
Right.
It feels almost like a third character.
Yeah.
A symbol of the freedom and survival they're fighting for.
That's a great observation. The horse is an extension of the cowboys themselves.
I see.
Representing their strength, their resilience, and their connection to the wild landscape.
Wow.
It's almost as if the horse itself is part of this bunky relationship.
Interesting.
Sharing the danger and the bond between the men.
So we've got action, we've got emotion, and we've got symbolism.
We do.
All masterfully crafted by the artist Charles Schraebogel.
He was fantastic.
Speaking of capturing that authenticity, tell us more about the artist behind this masterpiece.
Sure.
Who is Charles Schraebogel?
Well, Schraebogel was renowned for his incredibly realistic depictions of life in the American West.
Yeah.
Especially for his focus on the human element.
Right. Amidst the dramatic landscapes and action scenes, right. He wasn't just painting cowboys and Indians.
Right.
He was trying to capture the real grit, the raw emotions, the struggles of the people who lived and died in that era.
And how did his work differ from other famous Western artists like Frederick Remington, who I have to admit was my first cowboy art crush?
That's a great question. While Remington often romanticized the West, portraying a more idealized and heroic vision, Schraebogel took a more grounded approach.
I see.
He didn't shy away from depicting the violence and the harsh realities of life on the frontier.
Right.
But he also highlighted the resilience, the camaraderie, the quiet moments of courage that defined the cowboy experience. Some might even argue that Schraebogel offers a more nuanced, more authentic view of the era.
But wasn't there still a sense of romanticism around the West at the time Schraebogel was painting? I mean, it was the late 19th, early 20th century.
It was.
The Wild West was already becoming a legend, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what makes Schraebogel so fascinating.
Yeah.
He was working at a time when the West was already being mythologized in popular culture through dime novels and Wild West shows.
I see.
People were hungry for stories of adventure and heroism.
Yeah.
And Schraebogel's paintings, with their dramatic action and attention to detail, tapped into that fascination.
It's like he was walking this line between realism and romanticism.
He was.
Capturing the real grit of the West while also feeding into the public's fascination with the cowboy myth.
Exactly. And that's why I think My Bunkie is so intriguing.
Right.
It speaks to both the historical reality of the Wild West and the enduring power of the cowboy archetype.
Yeah.
It really does.
So we've talked about the historical context, the symbolism, the artistic techniques. But what really strikes me about My Bunkie is its emotional power. It goes beyond just depicting a scene.
Yeah.
It makes you feel something.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Schraebogel wasn't just interested in historical accuracy or technical skill.
Right. He wanted to convey the emotional truth of the cowboy experience. And I think that's one of the reasons this painting resonates so strongly with viewers.
Right.
Even today.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
What specific emotions do you think he was trying to evoke? And how did he achieve that through his breathwork and composition?
Well, you certainly get a sense of danger of adrenaline, that split-second moment of fight or flight.
Right.
But I think the core emotion here is loyalty.
Okay.
That unwavering bond between the two cowboys.
Yeah.
Look at how their bodies are positioned, almost mirroring each other. They're united front.
Right.
Facing the threat together. And the way their eyes meet.
Yeah.
There's trust there.
Yeah.
A shared understanding of the risks they're taking for each other.
Wow.
Schraebogel uses subtle details to convey that emotional connection.
And the horse rearing up, that adds to the tension and drama.
It does.
But it also underscores that sense of dependence, right?
Absolutely.
Like their lives are literally intertwined with this animal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The horse is more than just a mode of transportation. It's a partner, a fellow survivor.
Right.
And by extension, the horse becomes part of that bunky relationship.
I see.
Sharing the danger and the loyalty that binds the men together.
Now, Nina and Max, you both work in high-pressure environments where collaboration and trust are essential.
Right.
Do you see any parallels between the bunky concept in the painting and the relationships you have with your colleagues or teammates? Could My Bunkie be seen as a metaphor for teamwork and support in any challenging situation?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And I think the answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
While the context might be different.
Right.
Those core values of loyalty, courage, and interdependence are just as relevant in the modern world as they were in the Wild West.
Think about it. Your bunkie could be your co-founder who's with you every step of the way as you build your startup.
Absolutely.
Or it could be that colleague who always has your back during a tough negotiation. Or maybe it's the friend who picks you up when you're feeling down and reminds you that you're not alone in this crazy world.
Exactly. And it's not just about receiving support.
Right.
It's about being that bunkie for someone else.
I see.
It's about showing courage when things get tough, offering a helping hand.
Yeah.
And reminding people that they're not alone.
It's about recognizing that even in our hyper-individualistic society,
right,
we still need each other.
Yes.
We still crave that deep human connection, that sense of belonging and shared purpose.
Absolutely. And my bunkie, despite being rooted in a very specific historical context, taps into that universal human need.
It's like Shrevogel was giving us a visual reminder that even in the most challenging circumstances, even when it feels like the world is against you, there's power in human connection.
And that's a message that resonates just as strongly today, perhaps even more so than it did in Shrevogel's time.
You know, looking at the dynamism and the action in this painting, the way Shrevogel frames the scene, it almost feels cinematic, like a precursor to the Western films we all know and love.
It's amazing you say that because Shrevogel's work, with its emphasis on movement drama, and that almost palpable sense of tension, did have a huge influence on the development of cinematic language.
I see.
Especially in Western films.
Wow.
It's like he was giving filmmakers a visual playbook.
Interesting.
Showing them how to create those exciting action-packed scenes that we see in classic Westerns.
The way he uses light and shadow to create suspense.
Uh-huh.
The focus on those heroic figures against a vast landscape.
Yes.
It's all there. It's like he's setting the stage for those iconic John Wayne or Clint Eastwood moments.
Right.
Except he's doing it with a paintbrush instead of a camera.
Precisely. And that connection to cinema is another reason why My Bunkie continues to fascinate us.
Yeah.
It not only captures a specific moment in history, but also anticipates the visual language of a genre that continues to captivate audiences worldwide.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
The historical context, the artistic techniques, the symbolism, the emotional impact, even the connection to cinema.
Right.
But what does this all mean for Nina and Max?
Yeah.
What's the takeaway, the big aha moment we want them to have?
Well, I think My Bunkie offers a powerful message about the importance of human connection, especially in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we're not meant to go through life alone.
Right.
That we need each other for support, for inspiration, for courage.
I see.
And it challenges us to think about the kind of bunkie we want to be in our own lives.
Are we the loyal friend who always has someone's back?
Are we the reliable teammate who steps up when the going gets tough?
Are we the compassionate stranger who offers a helping hand to someone in need?
Because ultimately, My Bunkie is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, even when the odds seem stacked against us, human connection can be a source of incredible strength and hope.
It's like that old saying, no man is an island. We all need our bunkies. Those people who make us braver, stronger, and more resilient.
Absolutely.
Just like those cowboys facing down danger together in Shrevogel's masterpiece.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful message
to
carry with us as we navigate the complexities of modern life.
Right.
Whether we're facing professional challenges, personal struggles, or even global crises, remembering the bunkie spirit can make all the difference.
So Nina and Max, as you go about your day, maybe keep My Bunkie in mind.
Good idea.
And the next time you're facing a challenge, ask yourself, who's my bunkie in this situation?
And maybe even more importantly, how can I be a bunkie for someone else?
Because that's what makes this painting so timeless and relevant.
It is.
It's not just a snapshot of the Wild West.
Right.
It's a reflection of the human spirit, the enduring need for connection, courage, and loyalty.
Absolutely.
In any era.
And who knows, maybe you'll even find yourself inspired to go out and create your own bunkie moments.
Yeah.
Those acts of kindness, support, and camaraderie that make life richer and more meaningful.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into My Bunkie.
It was my pleasure.
We hope you found it as insightful and thought-provoking as we did.
Me too.
Until next time.
Das war
Deep Dive Art,
dein KI Kunst Podcast.
Ich danke dir.
Schön, wie wir wieder generiert wurden.
Stimmt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.